Now, the latest edition of The Big Issue explores the war on plastic. Statistics show that in Australia, we use 10 million plastic bags a day. That's 3.92 billion a year. The average family of four could fill a three-bedroom house from floor to ceiling with their rubbish every single year. And the stats go on, and they are quite unbelievable. Amy Hetherington is the editor at The Big Issue, and she joins us on the line now. Welcome, Amy.
Good morning.
Now, let's talk about the cover story. What is Australia's answer to the world waste crisis?
Well, this edition is looking at how we can both better manage our waste and reduce our waste. So I guess the news story in Australia is that China was taking a lot of our waste. They were taking about a million tons of it a year. And recently, they've changed their policy. So it's looking at how Australia can now manage our own waste. And then we also speak to a lot of experts and people who are doing it by reducing the amount that they use. So, for example, as you said, a family of four could fill a three-bedroom house, which is terrifying. And, you know, so there's different ways of reducing it, so we're not producing so much every year as well.
Don't you think we've got to grow up as a country and stop trying to dish our waste off to someone else?
Well, yeah, it makes a lot of sense economically and environmentally. So we can look at what we're talking about here is a circular economy, which means using our own waste and turning it into new products. And that's what China's looking to do with their own waste, and that's why they're not importing ours anymore. And there's a lot of ways that we can do that. And in doing so, we would not only reduce our emissions and use of fossil fuels, which are producing plastics uses a lot of fossil fuels, but it will also create jobs, which is another positive byproduct of using our own waste.
Now, obviously, this is something that our government is hopefully taking strong leadership on in the near future. But also, individuals have a chance to affect our future, as Catherine Smirk discovered in her article "Waste Not, Want Not." So, what sort of opportunities can the individual make to sort of change the waste future of Australia?
Well, there's a lot of different things that we can do. So, a lot of people are trying to a lot of plastics are single-use plastics and they're only used the once. So it's about reducing those is a really good start. So it's things like coffee cups or plastic bottles, takeaway containers, plastic cutlery. Catherine spoke to a woman who's actually gone to a real extreme, which would be amazing if we could all do it, and she's actually just used her waste for a year can fit into a jar, which is pretty amazing. So she has some tips of her own about how we can reduce our waste. But it's also things like, I guess it's, again, talking to your local council, making sure that you do things like use a reusable coffee cup or take your own cutlery places, like things like that.
We're speaking with Amy Hetherington, editor at The Big Issue. Now, Amy, do you think that there is much hope for a clean future? Are we going to be able to get rid of plastics in this way and not make the same mistakes that we have done to get here in the first place?
Yeah, look, globally we've produced more plastic in the past 10 years than we have in the history of humanity. They're saying that by 2050 there are predictions that there'll be more plastics in the ocean than fish. And our cover on this edition is a photo of a turtle that's been caught in a plastic fishing net. Now, the photographer talked to us about that photo where he cut the turtle out and released the turtle from the plastic after taking the photo. And what he says is that it shows that this animal could be saved and that we're living on a ticking time bomb, but we do have time. And we do have time. And we've spoken to a lot of people here and they're saying that what we have is an opportunity at the moment to do a lot more than we're currently doing. And that will help us. Like, plastics are important for a lot of industry. We use them in so many ways, but we can better reuse those plastics and put them back into the economy, save our environment, make extra money and create jobs.
Have you learned any hot tips in putting together this issue?
Oh, personally, Look, there's a lot in here. One of the things that I found really interesting is that there's an actual movement which is Plastic Free July, which I'd actually never heard of. So we've spoken to a woman who she does Plastic Free July most of the time, which means really being conscious and aware of reducing your plastic usage and waste for July. And I think it's one of those things that once you start doing that, you realise how much waste you're actually producing. And then, you know, this other woman who, as I mentioned, really minimised her waste so it fit into a jar, she is talking about things like, you know, buying in bulk or using bicarb soda instead of shampoo. So it's really going back to basics. It's one of those things that families with young kids create most waste and the elderly are producing less waste. And one of those reasons is probably because they're producing less waste. But I think that if we look to our grandparents' generations and before that as well, there was a lot of recycling and reusing and not so much, you know, fast fashion and wastage of a lot of different things.
Now, in the photo series, A Load of Rubbish, photographer Greg Siegel finds out what a full week of garbage, of your own garbage, actually looks like. I mean, is this the kind of thing that if we looked at what we were getting rid of and throwing out every week instead of just sort of hiding it away and putting it in dark bins and sending it off elsewhere, that maybe we'd be more willing to change?
I think so. I mean, these people, they're photographed, as you said, basically sitting among the waste that they've created for the week. And it's massive. It's one of those things that it's quite shocking. And you look at things where you think, you know what, I really didn't need to buy that. I didn't need to throw that out. It's also about looking at your own consumption as well as producing the waste. And it's things like, you know, we don't need to buy bananas that are already prepackaged. It is about taking your own bags to the supermarket. Yeah, this photo series, it is a pretty big wake-up call. And I think that what everyone's saying at the moment is that this is an opportunity that we have with this change in policy for recycling, and that it is a bit of a wake-up call for us, and we can be doing more both as a community and as individuals.
How bizarre is fruit and vegetables? They have a package. They already come in their own packaging. Why do we need to put them in more plastic afterwards?
I don't know. It is crazy. And you know, there's so many things that are just packaged and then they're packaged again, and you know, then they're wrapped in a cardboard and then there's a bowl on top, and it's really, we don't need that.
Well, Amy, thanks so much for speaking with us this week.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much. There's the issue's out. It's got the turtle on the front cover, so it's a really compelling edition.
Well, and it's good to know that the turtle was safe afterwards.
Very. I think that's really important. I think that's a great story.
It's a heartwarming message. Amy Hetherington, the editor at The Big Issue. And for those stories and more, you can head to thebigissue.org.au or, of course, pick one up from your local vendor.